Jerry, episode number 1. Today is the 20th of April 2022, and I'm your host, Dylan. Thanks for joining us. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it.
The Voice Channel is the shortest novel in the collection, and it was a bit bittersweet. It wasn't very good for me. It was nice that this guy was talking to his dead father, but it was nothing special for me. A lot of stories around it. Not how, why, when. It just seemed like a random chapter in a longer story. The Journey is the longest story in the collection and has come a long way for me. The story I liked. It was short but sweet. It was a great way to get acquainted with Indonesian folklore, and yet the end of the story is the key to the scare. There were minor grammatical issues, but I will relate them to translation issues. The story is engaging and emotional, and I can understand the main characters being somewhat ostracized. I also love the mixture of everyday life and surrealism that can be found in young adult novels. I hated reading as a kid, but this was the first series that made me fall in love with books, so it became my comfort series. My favorite book is a cult classic for anyone who wants to read something that touches on topics like fads, loss, and mental illness. I've always loved coming-of-age stories, so my best friend suggested I read them. And I got in touch with Charlie from the very beginning as I related to his introversion. Friendel by Andrew Clements is just the first book that I can remember liking and thinking about it critically. When I started writing fiction, I signed up for a writing magazine course on writing novels in the hopes of ticking the box off writing a book and posting it on my wish list. After Karen's serious illness, Swans decided to pursue her longtime ambition to write and publish a book. I was thrilled to learn that Karina Swans has released a new book, a novel that she considers to be her finest work to date. Karina Swans recently completed her second novel, Breathless, which will be released on June 3, 2019 by Bloodhound Books. Karina kindly agreed to answer some of my questions about the new book and shared some of her favorites from the past few years. Karina Swans lives with her family in a small village in Bedfordshire, England, and her books are kept in the surrounding area. Although I have spent most of the past 37 years working in social services, for the past 15 years I have been the owner and manager of a fantastic childcare facility. Karina Swans has achieved her goal if a small number of readers view disabled people, drug users, and runners with more empathy and understanding. The Clarion review and preface to the review does not guarantee that the publisher of this book will receive a positive review. Be sure to tell the author who you are, what organization you work for, how many books you need, how they will be used, and how many reviews you can provide. Enthusiastic young readers who manage to surprise some very funny animals by opening the door for them during potty training. This is a great choice for one-on-one sharing or storytelling, but be prepared. Kids will repeat these lines over and over. The next time you want to tickle a kid's joke, grab one of these best kids jokes. Here are 131 killer jokes for kids and adults, including some good ones from Elliot's book, plus lots of new trivia. Knock Knock beats can be a step below children's drum kits and just above the shark song in terms of their ability to annoy parents. This narrative device of the book is told through a series of short strokes interspersed in the book between the 13th Doctor and Yasmin Khan. It features a novel-based framing set in which the 13th Doctor and Yasmin Khan are somehow trapped in a joke book and trying to find their way out of the 13th Doctor Yasmin Khan's joke book. Knock Knock launched in 2002 with 13 products and now offers hundreds of titles, including a range of new titles. Booksellers have long been fans of Knock Knock's wide range of postcards, including January's postcards for those who didn't get their cards in time. The January postcard is based on a real postcard created and submitted by Jan Billick 10 years ago and is one of the first Knock Knock products. Demas Rio is a new voice for me and I enjoyed reading his work. I think this is his second book, but I'm sure there will be more in the future. Girls and boys ages 1 to 4 will be thrilled when they flip up the flaps of this durable interactive notepad to find out who's hiding. We don't know, but our protagonist finds the letters and reads them, and they send him on a journey like a trail of breadcrumbs, each revealing another part of the story. Episode 1 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Dylan Stevens. Adios.